The two of you should decide in advance when you are going to make love. Allow ample time. No rush. No avoidable distractions. It is imperative that the woman sticks to her decision to make love. If there has to be a time lag due to work or children, she must make it clear to the man that when the agreed time comes, she won't have a headache, not feel like it, or be too tired. She must take responsibility for herself, as he must for himself. Her declared position must be, "I am going to make love with you. There's no reason to be impatient or doubtful. I won't change my mind." Otherwise, as the time approaches, he will start getting anxiously excited and impatient. He can't help this when there is any possibility of lovemaking. His deepest subconscious fear is that she will change her mind, that for some reason he won't get there. Excitement comes from anticipating an end, in this case an orgasm. And he has yet to learn that making love is not an end, not an orgasm, that when he can make love and go on, you, his woman, will be available all the time and at any time. Who's not available for love? Only those who don't know it. So in the meantime, the woman has to consciously dispel his mounting excitement by reaffirming her availability. It is woman's implied unavailability that excites man and makes him hopeless as a lover. He then desires her instead of loving her, and desire soon runs out or tires, as every woman who has ever excited a man discovers. Of course, if your physical relationship is an old and weary one, the problem won't be excitement, being able to be new, to be freshly present every moment as your bodies face each other. Making love as I am describing it will give you both a new approach, a new energetic interest to find out if it works, and that will help to keep the old habitual selves out and allow the present in. You don't have to worry about feeling like making love. That's an emotional red herring. The bodies love to make love. The part of you that feels like it or doesn't feel like it is the problem. It is the emotional thinker that gets in the way. Leave it to the bodies and they will make love. Stay out of it as much as you can. At the start, especially if the man suffers from premature ejaculation, the woman is likely to be the stronger or straighter due to her innate lack of sexual excitability. She is likely to grasp quickly the spirit of what I am endeavoring to convey. She must keep the man straight by seeing that he does not lapse into imagination. For without realizing it, his mind will start to throw up erotic and sexual pictures or thoughts that have nothing to do with the woman he is with. She must constantly work at keeping his sexual temperature down. But she too, due to her acquired male emotionality, can quite suddenly get off balance, particularly if she is near her menstrual period. Her period, through its racial associations with man's exploitation of through her young, makes her ultra-sensitive and suspicious of man as well as herself. Her female perception is heightened, and as this conflicts with her male emotionality trying to project out into man's world, she often becomes confused and unsure of her role at these times. He, for his part, must keep her straight too. He must be alert to see that she stays present. But neither must accuse the other of being emotional, as this will generate more emotion. If one suspects the other is emotional and not being straight, he or she must ask the other questions, like, "What are you feeling now?" Or, "Is this true now?" Always refer to now, not to yesterday. If each answers honestly and stays present as they are committed to do, the emotional one will see themselves being emotional. And by admitting it without argument or justification, the emotion will dissolve and love will remain. You must keep talking, always to the point of what you are both doing and feeling now. You must not dream off. You must keep the other present. You will soon get the hang of it. Trust each other. Hear each other. Don't be upset by the other saying you are not present. Resist the urge to argue back. Listen. Discover together. There is nothing to defend if you are straight. Let us say the time has come when you have agreed to make love. Undress in the same room. Keep the light on. No hiding. Don't be concentrated. Love is a serious business, but it's not that serious. Look at each other, eyes and body. Smile. Don't think about what's going to happen or what you're going to do. Be in the room there together, now. Stand naked and apart. See each other's bodies. No judging, no thinking. Be present. Please don't be self-conscious. Hold to love. Start by loving yourself and being yourself. Blemishes and all. If you see your partner is self-conscious, help them. Smile. See something good and true to say. Look for the beauty of the being within coming through the body. It's there. See it. Be innocent. Be new. Don't look back. Be yourself just as you are now. Be naked psychologically as well as physically. Be vulnerable. You've got nothing to lose that wasn't lost a long, long time ago. While you are looking at each other, truly seeing without using the imagination or trying to jump from this moment into the next move, you can't think, can't use the imagination, which, if it can, will project you into making love to someone else, or an imaginary vagina or penis that's not really there. Why do you need imagination anyway? To get in the mood? To get an erection? Nonsense. That's an emotional habit most of the world has got into through lack of love and understanding. It's a very difficult habit to break, but you've got to do it. We can do it together if you will stay with me in the present. You don't need your imagination to make love, because you are with the real thing, the actual living man or woman who is going to give you the most delicious, pleasurable feeling that you can have, in the flesh, and not just in the mind. Can you see how we've been all hoaxed by the imagination? How down through the ages, children and adults have been masturbating and making love in the imagination, unaware that the imagery, not the action itself, is utter self-delusion and cruel addiction. And because everyone indulges in the same imaginative drug, its loveless escapism is considered normal and even necessary without being considered at all. Let me anticipate a question that will be rising in many of you, especially the men. How do you masturbate without imagination? You, the adult, can't. When you cease imagining, the masturbation stops. The imagination is the habit, not the masturbation. The imagination arouses the emotions, and that drives you to masturbate. If you have to masturbate, and due to male emotionality the pressure to do so is intense, particularly in the male, use as few images as you can. Don't use faces. No one ever made love to a face, except in their imagination. If you are a man, use only the image of the female part. Get the images down to that alone. That is the closest to the actuality. Wean yourself in your head by not thinking or lusting in normal times after the opposite sex, and the impulse to masturbate will gradually disappear. Start now by giving up the universal drug of sexual imagination. Be yourself. Be where you are. Be responsible. However, don't feel guilty if you do masturbate, nor allow your children to feel guilty. The guilt of it distorts the personality of both young and adult. The error is not in the act of masturbating, but in the misuse of the imagination, not only during the act, but more importantly during the rest of the working, reading, thinking, and socializing day. The compulsion to masturbate is racial. It is part of the evolutionary past, the unconscious projective male drive of the animal species from which we derive, and which mates mechanically or instinctively solely to reproduce. The male monkey masturbates with outrageous detachment and lack of guilt. Unlike man, he couldn't care less. That's because he can't make love. If the monkey had the creative power to make love, he would see himself masturbating and feel wretched too. But his only option is to masturbate or reproduce. The power to make love, which man alone possesses, is the self-consciousness that distinguishes him from the rest of the animal species. When, however, through sexual imagery, he misuses his otherwise unique creative gift of imagination, he taps back into his animal past, into the mechanical animal drive, and masturbates and mates without love. He is then not happy. Until man has made sufficient love to replace himself on earth, and be happy. Have you lost the urge to make love while I've been talking? Not really. The body doesn't lose the urge to make love. It will always enjoy making love if the mother, you, don't get in the way. Smile at each other and embrace still standing. This is the time when the imagination is likely to start, when you're looking over each other's shoulder or when you close your eyes. So no eye closing. Feel each other's flesh, back and arms. Don't think. Feel. The man can caress and fondle the woman. She can caress and hold him in love, but must not fondle his genitals. She remains passive, responsibly undemonstrative. It is his job to please and delight her, to give to her and not to excite himself. He must answer, and that will give him pleasure without emotion. Gentle kiss on torso, okay, but no tongue kissing. The tongue can be occasional kiss. Lovers lose and hold kissing. Lovers not conscious of vagina, not their substitute. When you are learnt to be fully present there, you can do anything your mutual passion requires. At this time, keep each other present by saying what you are feeling out loud. Organizing excitation, say it. Put your attention on the solar plexus, for that's where passion starts before spilling over into the genitals. The woman probably will be able to feel the solar plexus before the man. In his excitement, he is likely to miss it and connect up with the emotion in his penis. Smile. Make a joke if you like. Perhaps you feel making love like this is as clinical as a visit to the doctor. It's true. That's how it's supposed to be, until you break through. Stay with me, please. It's possible the man will not have an erection, or may have lost it. If he has lost it because of the lack of imaginative stimulus, it is a good thing. By continuing like that, he is less likely to ejaculate prematurely when he erects inside her. Or he becomes so dependent on imagination that without it, he can't get an erection. This is more likely if your past lovemaking has been habitual. Remember, an erection is only necessary in the vagina, where love is made. So he doesn't need an erection at this stage. If he has a full erection, emotional, and already on the way to a premature max. But he should not feel disheartened if he does have one. He has just got to try to keep any more imaginative stimulus out, so that his excitement doesn't become uncontrollable when he enters the woman. She must remind him continuously, so he can keep breaking up, interrupting the force of his desire and keep his sexual temperature in check. If the man loses or half loses his erection, he can afford to kiss her breasts and fondle her genitals without finger penetrating, in other words, show her love in his hands. He does not require an erection to feel passionate and loving, and to inhale the fragrance of her feminine presence. As he loves her like this, her passion will be rising. While she works at keeping his imagination in check, he must be alert to see that she is really present, especially if she is enjoying being fondled. They must keep talking, always to the point of what each is feeling now. No long silences, no blissful euphoria that is not verbalized and shared with each other. If the feeling is sweet, beautiful, nice, lovely, whatever is the right, she should say it. His job is to love her by pleasing her, and she must respond and acknowledge his loving. She must be careful not to just observe the feeling she is feeling. She must aim to be the feeling, to get her consciousness into that part of the body where the pleasure is. At this point, after minimal and occasionally no love play at all, the two of you should lie down together and the man enter the woman gently and lovingly. The idea of minimal or no love play before entry is to enable you to realize as a new conscious experience that the penis and vagina together, nothing else, are what make love. Everything outside of that is imagination and an avoidance of the responsibility of love now. This is the extraordinary simple truth that man and woman have forgotten. And they show they have forgotten it by continuously being carried away by imaginative substitutes for love that never work. No matter how many delightful love stories you read or hear, how many sexy movies you see, or how much love play you engage in before intercourse every time, the magic and romance between you and your lover still inevitably fades, because all those substitutes for love dull the perception and prevent you from staying with and facing the simple truth, the reality of love now. Let me tell you very briefly how physical love play originated. And you will see that it was to do with the start of imagination on earth, and nothing to do with love or making love. Love play evolved in the species, as you can see in the mating games played by nature's creatures, long before created man appeared on the earth. They were nature's way of introducing the first vestige of imagination into the developing animal brain that was to eventually evolve into the human brain, your brain. Nature's mating games, as you can still experience in your body today, caused extended pleasurable feeling in the primitive unconscious creatures without any love being actually made. And the constant pressure to increase the awareness of that good feeling in time produce the first signs of instinctive mental activity or imagination in the brain. But man, who entered the physical body or brain prepared for him by evolution around 12,000 years ago, is a spiritual or created being in his own right. He has no need of the lower self-based or sex games-based animal imagination that is part of the brain's historic past. All he needed was the final superb instrument, the human brain, to allow him to exist and be present in. At first, he had no trouble at all resisting the brain's instinctive games-playing imagination and bringing to earth the new order of spiritual love and divine presence between man and woman. But gradually, with the accumulation of time as I have described, he and she reverted more and more to the primitive, imaginative sex games and forgot how to love. The truth is, and if you can see it, it will be a mighty moment in your life, that for a man or woman who are being themselves, all the normal social flirtations and passionate private petting preceding lovemaking are a way of avoiding taking direct responsibility for love now. For us, but not for the animals who can't know better, such love games are like having to take a stiff whiskey, a dose of the wrong spirit, to try to get our courage up, or a drug to help us forget what we're doing, because we're not prepared yet to be ourselves, to face up to the reality that love is made now, not at some future time. So, as is usually the case in the man-made world, the reverse of what is accepted and practiced is the truth. The world plays games and doesn't make love. The truth is, make love and you don't play games. As you come together now, I want you to be detached emotionally, that is, detached from the old brain, the past, but present in love, aware, patient, considerate, giving, and able to see the funny side should that occur to you. If the man doesn't have a full erection, he might have to be helped into the vagina. But if possible, the woman should avoid stimulating him by fondling. If there's sufficient love between the two of you, he will have enough of an erection to enter. It may be that he will have to lie there against her until the love comes through. It can't be hurried or forced. The same is true when a man is apparently impotent. There's just not enough love present, and you must both wait patiently, or get up and try later, or the next day. You are switching over to love as the guiding power and must have faith in it. As soon as the love flows while you are lying face to face, the penis will suddenly move like a living thing and extend towards the vagina. This will amaze you, particularly the man himself, and you will begin to understand the wonderful power and intelligence you are endeavoring to connect up with. Once inside, the penis will become fully erect. And the man will see for himself that the penis, given the presence and love in both partners, will always become erect in the vagina without the need of stimulation beforehand. Then on future occasions, as you both persevere in this way, you should be able to make love for lengthening periods to your mutual love and delight. But on entry now and in the future, he must be prepared for the downrush of the woman's male emotionality. This will make him come, sometimes to his astonishment or puzzlement, with the penis only yet partly erected. The more she learns to stay present and to be united with the consciousness or pleasure in her vagina, the less the release of this energy will be a hindrance to him. During entry, nothing must be forced. Gentle firmness is the way of love. After making love consistently in this way, the vagina will become more sensitively receptive without needing external stimulation. Only emotional tension makes the vagina resistant or not ready for love. As the emotional tension is reduced, which means the consciousness or sensitivity of the vagina will be increasing, so the woman's joy in lovemaking will grow. At the same time, the man, as he leaves emotional dependence further behind, will grow in presence and begin to feel a new sense of command and authority coming into his life. If the man before entry has a full erection, he is already emotional. This is normal today, but means he has to be very aware and still as he enters, or he will ejaculate. A penis erected outside the vagina has an emotional will of its own. Inside the vagina, that will, which is really desire, can enable a man to suppress a climax for several minutes. But as suppression is not love, the lovemaking will not be satisfactory to either party, unless it is one of those times when everything comes together. He must enter her slowly. As he does, he must be one with the feeling in his penis. That means he must feel what his penis is feeling every moment, and not just the urgency, the pressure of his own desiring. He must get to know the difference. He must get his consciousness down there, into his penis, where the love is being made, and out of his head. He must not allow his mind to move. He must stay present without imagining where his penis is. His penis has no imagination, only the feeling of what is, where it is. He must be that feeling, that ultra-sensitive consciousness, which responds in perfect harmony to the energetic needs of the vaginal consciousness. One thought about where his penis is, and he is likely to ejaculate. The moment he feels he can't stop himself ejaculating is the moment he can. He must not believe that first feeling of the inevitability of orgasm and give in to it. It is a trick of the pent-up emotion wanting to be released, which is part of the old animal drive to masturbate or reproduce. When the feeling comes, he must cease all movement, be completely still, or withdraw immediately. He will discover which is best for him. He must not give in to the feeling. This split second is crucial, as it marks the point where he can use his creative spiritual authority or presence as man, and resist or dispel the instinctive animal emotion. I repeat, he must not go with the inevitability, must not believe he can't stop, because he can. Only in the next instant is orgasm inevitable. On entering the woman with an erection, he should penetrate as far as he can and lie still. He should allow his penis to feel her, to absorb the vaginal energy. It will inform the penis of what to do, what is needed. He must respond only to his penis, not to what he has learned, heard, or can remember. He must keep the past, all past experiences thought, out of it. He must be as new as the moment itself. Then the penis will do its divine work. She must make no movements with her body that she has learned from other lovers, or acquired through reading or watching films. All movement must be left to her body, even if it means no movement at all. In the beginning, it may not be easy for her to separate the two, the contrived body contortions making phony signs of pleasure and participation, or the pure, imperceptible natural movements of her body under the control of the vaginal consciousness. Later, the body will move passionately, but not necessarily demonstratively, in its own right. But to start with, all extremes of movement, and particularly any male-like assertiveness or aggression, are suspect and have to be abandoned. She must remember that love in woman is not a projection. It is still, sweet, natural, flowing motion. Flexing the muscles of the vagina is a good trick and is sure to entertain an emotional penis. But it is not love. The couple should continue to keep up a loving dialogue of what they are feeling, each saying how beautiful it is and how much they love making love, if that is the truth. Making love is beautiful, and everyone loves it as the vagina and penis become honest and free. Instead of being in a hurry to move backwards and forwards, the man should endeavor to stay near the top of the vagina. The vagina is an elastic cavity taut with hidden tension, and each time the head of the penis should open it up, taking the strain and residual emotion out of the whole upper and lower area by moving as far as possible from side to side. As a man becomes sexually still and present, the head of the penis acts like a highly sensitized magnet. First, it gathers the vaginal tensions, provided she is learning to be herself and not to project them anymore as needless activity, emotionalism, and personality. Then the penis begins to collect her divine energies. When the divine energies have been gathered, the purpose of lovemaking is served, and the man may lose his erection inside the vagina without having an orgasm. The need to control the birth rate on the arose only because man lost sexual control of himself, releasing sperm even as got an erection outside the vagina and ejaculating inside as a matter of course. When time and the world were very young and man and woman made love consciously as the gods they are, to be present in a body on the earth was a great privilege, and the population, due to man's responsibility to love or woman, was kept very small. Man did ejaculate in lovemaking, but very rarely, and then only in the moment as determined by the divine intelligence, love itself, with which he was united. Today, by right loving, and being the feeling in the vagina or penis, and not trying to hold on to an aloof, separate identity which is self, the man or woman will in time enter the consciousness of love that lies behind the part of the brain controlling the genitals. Here, the two poles of love on earth, the masculine and the feminine, are united in the magic of consciousness, the divine presence of their mutual Godhead. Love or God can never be the subject of a philosophic exercise. Love or God is too real. Love or God is living and doing now, not speculating about it, not thinking about it. In these tapes, I trust I have not been philosophic, but real and down to the blessed earth, so that love and God are truly served in your understanding, not only when you are making love, but now, when you have the opportunity to be all the love you've ever made. For now is every moment. Let me finish by referring to romance. Romance is not a passing thing. Romance is not a box of chocolates, anniversaries remembered, sweet words, pretty things, love letters, or beautiful evenings together. These are a part of the romance of living, and so is death, which spoils it all. You can't have the good without the awful shock in the romance of living. True romance is the myth of life, the stupendous adventure of man and woman together, discovering through love, through each other, that there is no death, no end to life or love that does not hold or fear. Thank you for your presence. In love, I leave you.